Your microphone is muted. The question is why it says in the pasuk last week, "Vayochel omlis notis benos moos," and we go after midyanim. Right? And he can make a sugar kasha. The Moabi and midyanim are supposed to not like each other. It's a kliyoker in pasuk perik chavei. Pasuk in zayin. It's Michael. It's Michael. Okay. Josh asked the question last week, why if the Moabi women tripped us up, why did the Minyani women get messed up? So, Kliyokor, Yizayin Yilches, V'loi Tzival Yitzra HaMoyobim. And we're not commanded to go after the Moab. L'fisha Nehmer V'yochel on business El Benois Moab, Mal V'yochel El Kach Perish. This is the Tirush. She Yisro Hayu HaMaschilim V'tovim es b'nos moyav. V'holchu lehem l'olayim v'tovim es hanoshim u'mefatim oisom. L'chach ne'mar v'yochel l'om ki om hoyu amaschilim v'loy b'nos moyav.
The opposite of
the Russian.
That what? That they
put the
old one outside and brought
the young one. They went shopping and they come inside, talk to my daughter, she'll give you a better price, and then they came inside and they were mifatim. Yeah.
Yeah.
According to Rashi, they send the
Moabi
woman in. It's part of
the,
right?
The Moabi woman were
yeah. Seduced. Yeah. So he has it, the Oms is the Jews, right?
Yes.
Vayochel Om is nice of Menes Moab. That we were taping Menes Moab.
The Moabim were just living their lives.
And the Jews
were seduced without the Moabim doing anything.
The Moabim came, the Jews ran after
them. Right, exactly. They were just living and then they were just Jews.
And that's what Melachim. Veloi Nehmar in Menes Moab. El Menes Moab. El Shembola Hayroshi Yisrael Hochu Aleim. Abul Moyav Leshochu Neshei Seim Uvnei Seim El Yisrael. Al Kelei Neschai Bu Moyav. Kem Masa Mekal Kolo Iker Uvoi Toli Achei. Right? So what happens now with the eights of Boyos? Avol, go back to Kliyok. Avol. Vimidyanim. Hayadom El Vehepech Shad Rabba. Hamidyanim Hifkiru Es B'nai Seim Shetom Was Yisrael Liznois Vasvar Nesenes. Ki eich meloi liboy shel zimri litzvoya es bas melach elavada shehi tivo ato ve'imle omruk chein bafeh mikol mokoim also ashtadlus im tzartu shel yayin ashkois mkois atareilo ki de lahavir vemez esha tshuka ki de mazah berchelek lachach nemar tzerveres im inyonim meloma ki tzerv heim lachem. Right, so Loimar Hema Bo Lachem Laviachem Lidei Hergel Meira. Let's roll a galoy to our Vaschem. The Loi Kibnais Moyav She Yisrael Bo Lachem. Right, so Loimar Tzerim Haim Hayiduim Haim Lachem. Haim Eschilu Bekalkoli Mochem. Wazem Yushim Loshim Tzerim Loshim Hoibe. Lefid Arkenu Tzerim Toyar Hashem Shalahem Behem Lachem. Hainu. Shembo lachem b'nichle armumiyos al yedei shishkum tzartzu yayin amagloveru v'zenemar b'nichleim asher niklu al demar por. Right. In other words, so again, how does he put it into the pshat? Tzararas ha-midyanim v'ikizem ha-isam. Why? Ki tzarim heim lachem, because they went after you b'nichleim asher niklu lachem. What's b'nichleim asher niklu al-demar por? They had the strategy. They wanted to ultimately get you to be a Vaidazar next, and they did it through. And L'chari, this was all the eights of Bilam, which makes sense because why would Bilam was talking to Bolak? So give me the eighth of the Balak. All right, not the way we usually think of it. Yeah.
Was the king of Moab.
Yeah.
Was really a Midianite.
Yeah.
So that's how it gets back to
the Midian. Name. Yeah.
Even though he was the king of Moab.
Right.
That's the
connection. So what else did you find out in their answers?
It's a little bit odd.
Yeah.
So according to Rashi, Moab, there were the Mizams. According to Yochar, the Moabi women were
they mind their own business. Yeah.
Which is not the character.
But the Freyach they has is that it's a total disconnect. That's a pella. But Yochel was nice when I have, and then it also makes it harder to if we were nichshol already with the Moavi, so it's very hard to get fired up against. In other words, the way we read the pasuk is these terrible Midianites, what they did to us. The only time is the only aggressive war we have. The only time we go to battle, and we weren't
right. Season right. Rome was for the purpose of conquering territory.
Right.
So we came out against them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Battle that we waged, battle for. So then, in the context that we were messed up already with Moya. And then we have this Eish L'Hava battle against those who trip us up in the area that we already. No, it's a little bit.
So the answer is from the Abar Benel. It was the next day I was on Wayator and I saw a 2-minute cheer with the title. So perfect.
Okay, great. Okay. From what year?
I think it was in this year.
Yeah. Definitely, every word is a Muslim. Okay, yeah. Good. You'll find out for the next.
Right.
Go ahead.
This was one of the answers. I don't remember if we quoted it from Yucca or not. But the other answer I remember we quoted from Barbanel because it resonated because we just had it by Canaan and Amalek, where the Canaanim dressed up as the Amalekim in the war.
Right.
So same thing here. It was the Midianim dressed up
as Moavi. Whoa.
So Moavi didn't really do anything. It was only the Moavi.
I think the Moavi. Okay. But in Chukas, it says there. But they were the real Canaan.
They're
real Maker. They dressed up as Canaan. So it represents the. Okay, then
have a look.
Yeah. Look at the third paragraph in your first. Ramban. How does it start?
The Tam ben Echleihem is the beginning of the
and then he says, the time in the claim Tasher P. Rashi.
And then a few paragraphs later, he says, Vehine, it's Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Inoke Mehem from the Midianim of Al Moavim, for Hezer Al Totzar Smoa. Why? Ki Israel, Betila Bolal Bul Adom, Hezer Malayhem, Mishmatem, Abrafikan Bol Bul Moav, Barmel Al Totzar Smoa, after the Amar Ata, Vera Yumus Bul Moav. I think what he's saying is that the Moavim had reason to fear because Bnei Yisrael were right on their doorstep. So it was justifiable in a certain way.
It shows me how important good intelligence is. Because had Moab known
But Midian had no business being afraid because Bnei Yisrael weren't on their doorstep. So the fact that they got Mal gave them more of a... I think that's what they were about to say.
But
there he says in the next paragraph.
Right, the very end. Yeah. But according to the Ramban, the Moavi and the Midjani were equally involved. But the Midjani, the Moavi got a pass because that was part of your kasha. Because the Shnei Predos, so why do they get such a major pass?
Which Rashi seems to be saying is enough. I think Rashi is saying that's the reason, right? Look at Rashi. Seems like Rashi's given the reason there was no war with Moab was dafku because of Rus.
That's a very difficult reason.
Right? That was my original question.
No, I mean, not only because it doesn't make sense, it sounds like an extreme solution, but because later on they kill Eglon Melech Moav, who think Chazal was Mrs. father, ancestor, or grandfather, or something.
Right.
So this is not. This is where the Das Kanan explains the Count of Shabbos.
Ah,
right.
Yeah.
So now let's go to Chav Ches Tes.
The good ones you remember.
Look at the Rechayim. Now the question is, why does Shabbos get such a small deal over here? And the Das Kanan quotes the Shechetayim that Shabbos had a taina, Karma Shabbos Tagger, thank you, Baruch Hu. Right? Why am I have such a small musaf? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, but you get kol masech kfula. So you get double. You get Lechem Mishnah, obviously, Mechalel Mois Yumos, is even double Shira, Mizmor Shir, the Emeshams. All right. And then Pader Chaim, this gives us something to think about. Tam shem musaf Shabbos who mut mikol musaf yeshchodesh musaf yom to the ma'idim who soid lechem mishnah. V'lezem musafav shnei chavosim al shnei kibsei tamim. So that might be a reference to this shechetayim that double is sometimes more significant than having a lot. So I think the pshat might be that double agave Shabbos means that I did my yishtalus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doubled it. Right, that was a lechem mishnah. I collected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be that that's pshat that a greater siman bracha than having to bring more kabbalos is that your merames that HaKadosh Baruch Hu matched with a matching with the Rabbanu Shalom. You match my yishtalus with the bracha, so therefore I feel more bialus over the bracha, and more shutvus with the Rabbanu Shalom.
Simply,
it's the
day of
Menucha.
You want to have less to do in the
Beis Hamikdash.
Give the
Kohanim
some
rest.
But
Yom
Tov is lesser of the
Menucha. Yeah,
it's not Menucha. It's Onik. Simcha.
Simcha.
Right. On contrary, what mission is that? Does the Gemara say on Sukkot, Lo Ro, Shena, and Nain?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So then Archaim says, and don't get worked up because even though the classic Musaf of all the Yom Tovim is seven Kvasim, the Shabbos has seven built in. It doesn't need the Kvasim. It's most whatever seven is supposed to do. There's a long sword of the, I don't know if we do the whole thing, but I was intrigued by Rosh Chodesh being the quintessential, the core. We don't think of those terms. And the way the Torah develops, Shabbos is on its own. And then the korbanos of the Yom Tovim are basically Rosh Chodesh, plus Korban Pesach, plus Chagiga Asar. But the model is Rosh Chodesh repeating over and over and over again. Parva Ayel Asar, Parva Ayel the Kev and seven plus. Right? Purim Nebokar Shnayim, Ayel Echad, and Kvasim and Eshana. Right? And then at the very end, we bring a Sawyer. So that's the Korban Musaf of every Yom Tov.
But
for Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and even Pesach. So each one has its own connection. Pesach has Pesach, and Shavuos has. Shavuos has the lechem, the
right.
Lechem. Yeah. So look at the Sfarna. I was trying to figure out why Rosh Chodesh is a holiday for women. So,
right.
So the Rosh Chodesh, the Sfarna, Lamed, and it posted Chav Ches, Yon Aleph. Right. Hine yoim Rosh Chodesh haya minog li Yisrael shi yoim kodesh b'tzad ma. Kemo sheheyed ba'amroi asher nestarta shom b'yoim ha-masa. And that was a Rosh Chodesh. That's our Mocha Chodesh, right? V'ze yoire shalei haya yoim Rosh Chodesh etzlam yoim ha-masa. Usually, Rosh Chodesh was not a very active day. V'lechin yiyachis oysa v'yisrof v'omri Moshe Chodshechem v'loi kein kozum v'moyedim.
Which I'm sorry to interrupt the road.
Yeah.
I never understood, by the way, because they could declare Rosh Chodesh at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the day ends at 5 or 1.
Yeah.
They could have been working the whole day.
Yeah.
And then pumped into Rosh Chodesh. How could it have been a day that there was no malach?
I think because even though they were Makadosh or Fia or Ia, they knew
as there was a rite. There was a rite.
So they probably.
There was an overwhelming rite. We know this from
the people knew, or just not based in the
way. I think they said. I think we know this from Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, they did keep the first day as a Yom Tov. So they, based on the rite, they knew. The time in Hogam Zeh, and then this minog. To make a big deal about Rish Chodesh, he omnam atzlochas Yisrael ba'olam hazeh, he bitzad mo doimel inyan erech, because Klal Yisrael's success, the moon, asherein lo biyatzmo or kalal zulo simash to come zulo sa, v'zeh shabo bishukain lo egal yechormas ala lucha eschevus mishibun malchiyuz, hinei mishachotu isnatzlum lo yishkamshu v'ketzer malchus tamid kemo yishar umayz.
It doesn't.
Oh,
it stopped.
But is it an art scroll? Hey, Safa?
An art scroll, so.
Yeah.
Where does it stop?
Zulasa.
Right?
Zulasa's last word.
And then the next is, on the next
word, Bishavu, Sechem. Okay. But Zulasa does catch the major idea. That the idea that Klal Yisrael is always a reflection of the Ritzon HaBorei. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh captures the essence of Klal Yisrael. Right? So it turns out that what he's saying is that there is a Rosh Chodesh, what he means, there is a Rosh Chodesh in every single Yom Tov.
The online version is the longer
version. Right? So that which Rosh Chodesh brings to mind. So that word, that idea, is, I guess, a quintessential idea in every single Yom Tov. All right, then he goes on.
So
how?
Yeah. I don't understand what's he driving at in this farming. So the Bnei Yisrael are like here, right up, down.
Yeah, so the way I would...
We're a reflection of
Kadosh Baruch Hu's... Yeah. So the fact Klal Yisrael lives at Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Rosh Chodesh. Now, it'll play itself. about. We are Megalik Kadosh Baruch Hu with Geula and Pesach, and Megalik Kadosh Baruch Hu with Torah and Shabbat. So the essential Nakuda, which is more important than anything else, is Shushchayim. Okay, now he discusses two in three tangents. First one is that was it.
I just ordered something on that. So that's the moon is the dark side and the bright side. So B'nai Yisrael are like the bright side of the moon in terms of our relationship with Hashem. When you go up and go down, right? Sometimes we're stronger with Hashem, sometimes weaker, but there's always a connection.
Very good.
It's never the dark side.
So he says, the afal pisha koinim le'egel, ha'yechorvus ala luchais, meaning cheres mishibun malchias, yinei mishachotu, after chene egel, his natsu v'lo yishtamshu b'keser malchus tomet, k'mo yisharu umois. We had, after chene egel, we had our ups and downs as a people. Ubil odom, and aval hoyo zelem le'itim k'fi shefa ha'or ha'elyon alayem. Apparently, after the Cheder Ego, so we will be continuously tethered to the degree in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds his Or HaElyon on us. Ubil Adam, and if we don't have the Or HaElyon, Hochul Chashechem, Ve'ein Noiga Lomoy. So then we were on the dark side. K'moy She'yikri L'alvona K'sholay Tekabul Or HaShemesh. In other words, our success is totally dependent on the Rosh. With other nations, so their Rishtadlus will pay off to some extent. With us, it's all going to be totally Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein Dikra Kol Yisbarach is in the Vim or Yisrael Le'eshin. Quote several Pesukim. Hashem or Yishin. V'kasher Hoyu Achato Mavdilin. Right, so now he explains that the first nakuda is that the Rosh Chodesh is an essential part of Klal Yisrael's existence. Okay, so then he says that as a result of that, so therefore it means that whereas other nations, their success and their losses will be heavily based on their own ishtadlus, Klal Yisrael will primarily be on their Rosh. Next he says, so we are a Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when things go very bad for us, and we're chasheichim, that means Kadosh Baruch Hu is less revealed in this world. That's a great chil Hashem. Ubiyois chatas reshchedish kaporma al Yisrael hagormim, and therefore that's pshat in the chatas at the end of reshchedish. That's a kapor for Klal Yisrael because we're causing the miniyasor. That's the case. They understand the lashon in Musaf reshchedish. Seiri chatas lechaper ba'adam. And we're used to the sar lashem. That's a kapor for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the davarachim is it's a kapor for Klal Yisrael. Siri chatos lechaper ba'adam, zikaron lechulam yihu, shuas nafsho miyatzoynei, upekapor mezu, tiyachua, ma lechil Hashem, lefichach omru shalachach nemar besiri shchoydesh, chatos Hashem, lishakaporosa me'ilu lekiru shema yizbarach. Vizeh rotu ba'omru, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, aviu alai kapora, al shemi atati yisirveich, vetzuloymar, aviu kapora bishvili, lasig kiddush shemi, hamuchulol bangoyim, besimas mashi atati yisirveich, kishe gleis yisirveich, mistarti panay mayam. But the atati yisirveich doesn't mean that as mamay tireach, it means I was master pun with Klal Yisrael. Okay.
I think it changes the way I think that what is it? Kodesh Baruch Hu has saying Klai's having in mind.
Yeah.
Whatever that midrash means, and then
yeah,
and never was satisfactory.
Yeah,
this explains a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So did the Klei Yoker and that Barbanel, and why the Mi'ovim going to pass? And that Klei Yoker is a whole new story, whole new backstory to the
first.
Yeah. And then we touched on the Korban Musaf of Shabbos being so different than the Korban Musaf of the other Yom Tov, but the value to being Kofel. And then why is the Rosh Chodesh the pivot around which all the Yom Tovim okay.
Just getting done.
Shabbos, Yisrael.
Sorry, Yisrael.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, you know, in Mazel Yisrael,
yeah.
So I thought Sarah and Mazel go together. So how does that fit? So I forgot whatever it was called, but he said, when they're doing what's so important,
and
the story at the time was, I'm
for a
whatever
the Lashon of the Gemara was. So you have an interview. Okay. Michael, thank you very much for joining in. I lost him. Okay.
The more we're thinking, the more I should go back for Shana Bet because he's missing half of Elul. We need a whole Elul there at the show.
What if I start going?
Going in Shana Bet. But they're starting August 17th. You got new days. You got this. For the test?
Right, that's it.
Yeah, but till it gets settled, it's already performed.
You have to bring it up.
Doing this thing
again.
It has the issue with the code. It doesn't matter when recorded.
Tells. I heard too much. I feel it too. I was like, "What's all right?" How did they fuck up? You got to the money, tell them shit.
Whoa!
Of all of them?
Yeah.
next
Ten
people there, and they thought that they're doing the summer, and you're the first one, you're the second one to line people up. Yeah, it's too hard for being determined to get the women. Stones, knives.
Mm-hmm. Seven, they had us, and we landed on the top.
On the roof. Yeah. It was about being in the basement when it happened.
Yeah.
I, whatever test they needed to take in Ben Gurion was fine, and they got to the place. Right.
I thought they're back to math. Marriage plan.
Yeah.
You know the cousin? No. How long's the trip?
Yes.
And it, with the chevra trip? Huh? Is it with the chevra? He wrote a sefer on Shabbos. He indulged in this. Switzerland, the emperor, because they haven't heard of him. Bells, yeah, the bells are better. Also, not better than here. No.
Started reading it?
Yeah.
Any tradition?
He's not Masadish. He just collects midrashim or whatever that say quotes it all the time as to when things that happen. Enough.
Mm-hmm. Need your help.
Yeah. Okay. It brings all the messages as far as not for something.
That
was the first thing I looked at my brother when he came for the same shot last year. Wrote him for me. That was the first thing I looked at when he came for the same
and we're going to make that change over the
like this. Going to be the end of the year. Out there, indoor. How's David doing? He's going to have to work, no?
David goes to work, and he doesn't talk to me at all. Rabbi Weiss says, yeah. He comes to my share twice a week.
Okay, good.
And he's going to come back to davening. I have not even asked him.
Yeah. Do we get back to daven there?
He goes, I'm all the way down
there. Okay. The charismatic teacher.
No, from both. I don't know. You have to give a share. So for whatever reason, I'm not going to share that to you. So we were looking for a market share. He's looking for a share.
Yeah.
A match.
Yeah.
So for 10, I don't know, for 3-4 years, he would go to my house and two others.
He gave it every week?
Yeah, every Friday night. We get long, an hour. Yeah. And so then we move here. We contact the house across the street was for sale. I actually called it. No, this is his crowd, his friends. Perfect.
Yeah.
I didn't. She called it. He bought the house. Very
nice. Oh, wow.
He bought the house.
Yeah.
So we reconnected.
Very nice.
Before Kadesh, I think. Yeah, you were an Asian.
Yeah, you were an Asian. July.
Where's it gonna be?
At Brightstone. And what date Ella was the 7th year?
So Tess.
Tess Ella.
7th. The day is Tess.
Okay. Let's close. Okay.
Rashi, I'm sorry. What did we say, what? I can't hear it. Oh.
List
that I thought was already to go, and
the number is only the list of people who came, not
the full list
of the show. But I thought Claire gave you an updated list. It did, but so now I'm using the list. I thought all I had to do was add the people who I knew.
Right.
I had to add all the people who didn't come also.
But didn't Claire just put in a short list? As all the shul's is irrelevant to everything. She gave you a shul list?
The shul list is not in the format of this, which is ready to go to the printer. So I'm just going to put in the 40 extra people. But now we're only up to the stage.
So, yeah. But there should be a list of. Why can't we get a shul list of all the. Every...
We have such a list, but it is not in the format of it.
And you should think that somebody, some techie can't do that. What's the format? Is it a spreadsheet format? Or? The shul should be able to do a mailing from its own list.
Yeah, they have it all online. Yeah, I can't get
it. Their one section has the first name, the last name, comma, and then the first name.
Really two different sections. I can't do it.
If you don't want it to come out, but that.
See, they had it into their mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
Mendy's in it as well. He might know how to work.
I think Claire
would
know how to do it.
What's her name now? Rina Vogel. Hello.
I thought I had to listen there. I thought I had to listen there. I thought I had to listen there.
fabulous. Now it's in lists of people who came. So half the show's not on. So there's been inputting names, but we may have to come up with a better system because I don't have this thing. Anyway, can I put in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do you have something else? Did you call for something specific?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you. Bye.
We'll be in touch.
It's really bad. How long did it take us to get to sleep?
What time did we start? What time is it now? I don't know. What the fuck is. Well, I'm going to say like an hour, hour and a quarter. That's a lot of hours still left.
See, they have this member full, member affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, I don't know if you can sort by this.
I mean, you need to sort by the name.
No, I need to sort full because I don't want to invite all the affiliates.
Right, but that's easier to erase. But you don't, you think this appears the right way when you.
I wonder.
Maybe you can.
Yeah, no, it would the envelope would have to read Jeremy and Alana Barry.
As opposed to
Mr. and Mrs. or Dr. It
looks
well,
like
just like,
Shul Nalen.
Oh, well, not really.
Why do you say that? Well, we don't think we have Dr. and Ms. in our Shul.
No.
Yeah, but. Oh, you mean people are going to think that their invitation looks like a Shul Nalen?
I mean, it will.
Yeah, but why can't someone input Mr. and. I mean, I don't know if you want to start doing that, but you could input Mr. and Mrs. and Dr. and Rabbi.
Because we really have to get this in. I was planning to get it into it tomorrow. It's every category. Family, friends, everybody. I only have the ones who came. We have another list somewhere.
Yeah.
No, we found another list, but that one looked like it was too short.
It's too short.
Did you look for a third list?
And then we have room 712. This is probably the fullest one. No, this is also so. You should be angry at all the people who didn't come and not come back. It's not as much as the headache. It's not as much as the headache. Sorry? A long time.
This is
the list I do. This is missing all those things. Mm-hmm. I think I really could.
I feel like it's not as it's a change that shouldn't be complicated as a thing, but I don't know. Well, maybe you should wait tomorrow and see if someone can help you tomorrow.
I mean, we're happy to stay for a while longer, but it feels like it's not worthwhile to figure
out. We have to ask Royal if they have more flexibility, if they can do a different format. And we have to ask Noemi if she can flip our format to their format.
Invitation people?
Yeah. Oh. No, so maybe what we could do is if you get Noemi put out an Excel list,
just
a
members. So I
can
work with that, but I still
am going to
have all this work for all the other
categories. Excel list for members. Okay. She can give us another Excel list for affiliates, then we can work with that. Okay, and then family. But we must have a list someplace of the family we invited. You think you deleted them? No.
I don't have it. Did you print out any of your lists, or you just save them on the computer? Oh, here's the filled on invite list. This is what's strange. Their invite list, which has the whole shul, as opposed to the real list, which is shorter than the real list. And then the list of, okay. So I don't understand. Are you field friends on this list?
Are you?
You feel special?